Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an Apache-style switch-up clean in Ableton Live 12 for that jungle and old-school DNB vibe. And just to be clear, this is not about throwing random fills everywhere and hoping it sounds hard. This is about making a sudden change feel intentional, punchy, and locked to the groove. Think of a clean switch-up like a controlled mutation. The energy stays alive, but the rhythm takes a new angle. The listener should feel the turn, not get lost in it. So the big idea here is contrast. You want the transition to feel like it belongs in the track, not like something pasted on top. The best switch-ups have shape. They rise, they squeeze, they release, and then they slam back in with confidence. We're going to approach this in a very Ableton-friendly way, using stock tools and arrangement logic. That means breakbeat editing, bass muting and re-entry, short transition effects, and really disciplined phrase planning. First thing, get your bar structure right. Jungle and DNB switch-ups work best when the listener can feel the count. So before you start slicing anything, lock in a phrase grid. A really useful starting shape is something like 8 bars of main groove, then a pre-switch tension bar, then the fill, then a variation or a breakdown, and then the return. If your track is already arranged, find a moment where the drum phrase resolves naturally and the bass line finishes cleanly. That's usually the best point to introduce the switch-up. In Ableton, work in 4-bar chunks if you can. Turn on the loop brace and use it like a surgical guide. You want to build symmetry first, then break it on purpose. Now, before the switch-up can hit, the main groove has to be solid. If the core loop isn't already working, the switch-up won't save it. For the drums, you've got a few classic routes. You can use an Amen or Apache-style break in simpler sliced mode. You can build a drum rack with individual break hits, or you can layer a programmed kick and snare over a chopped break. For this style, a sliced break in simpler is often the fastest path. A good starting chain on the break channel is EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Use EQ8 to clean out unwanted low rumble, maybe a gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz and cut some mud if the break feels cloudy. Then add drum bus for punch and glue, but keep it controlled. You're not trying to destroy the break. You're trying to make it hit harder while staying readable. After that, a little saturator with soft clip on can help the break feel a bit more aggressive. And then utility lets you keep the low end disciplined and mono where it needs to be. For bass, keep the groove simple enough that the switch-up can actually interrupt it in a meaningful way. Old-school DNB bass often works best when it has a clear rhythmic identity, whether that's a sub and res layer, a rolling offbeat pattern, or a syncopated note line. The key is that the bass phrase needs to feel repeatable. That way, when you mutate it, the change is obvious. Now let's talk about what the switch-up is actually doing. This is important. A clean switch-up needs a purpose. Are you changing the rhythm? Are you thinning out the density? Are you dropping the bass out for a moment? Are you shifting the energy into a tense pause? For jungle, one of the cleanest moves is a drum break edit, a brief bass mute, a short FX bridge, and then a strong re-entry. That combination feels classic, because it gives the ear a moment to reset without killing momentum. The heart of this lesson is the Apache-style drum fill. This is where that turntable flip energy comes in. It should feel a little wild, but still controlled. If you're using simpler, drag your break in. Switch to slice mode and slice by transient. Then map those slices to MIDI and program a short fill. Don't overdo it. A great fill is usually shorter than you think. You might use snare stutters, ghost notes, a kick pickup, tiny hat flams, and a quick roll near the end of the phrase. Here's the mindset. The fill is not the groove. The fill is the hinge that lets the groove turn. If you prefer more hands-on control, use a drum rack and load key break hits onto separate pads. That gives you more freedom to humanize the fill, accent ghost notes, and shape the phrasing more deliberately. Now here's one of the biggest secrets to a clean switch-up: timing contrast. You can get a huge amount of movement from very small changes. For example, you can create half-time feel for one bar, then snap back into double-time break energy. Or you can make the drums feel like they're stuttering forward with rapid slices while the bass stays out of the way. Or you can do a call-and-response setup, where the drums answer the bass, and the bass answers the drums. The reason this works is simple. Space creates impact. If every part is full all the time, the transition loses shape. Let's shape the bass around the switch. This is where a lot of producers get sloppy. They keep the bass running through the fill, and suddenly the low end turns into mud. For a clean switch up, the bass should either mute completely for a half bar or a bar, or at least thin out to a short filtered tail. Then, when the new phrase hits, bring the bass back with a change. Maybe the rhythm is a little different. Maybe the note length changes. Maybe the octave shifts, maybe the timing is pushed by a 16th note. That little re-entry change is powerful, because it tells the ear, we are back, but we're not exactly where we were. Use auto filter for movement, saturator for edge, EQ8 for cleanup, compressor if you need tighter kick bass control and utility to keep the sub locked in the center. If your main bass is a long sustained note, try muting it in the switch section and turning that moment into short stabs or filtered pulses. That gives you contrast without losing the bass identity. Now add a transition FX bridge. Keep it short. Seriously, short. You don't need a giant cinematic riser for old-school DNB unless the track is specifically asking for it. More often, a reverse cymbal, a filtered noise sweep, a short delay throw, or a small impact hit is enough. In Ableton, you can build this quickly with auto filter, echo, reverb, and utility. Automate the cutoff, keep the feedback low, and maybe widen the FX slightly just before the drop. That gives you motion without stealing the momentum. This is also where automation becomes the difference between something that sounds edited and something that sounds produced. Automate the filter cutoff on the drums or bass. Automate a small volume dip on the last hit before the fill. Add reverb send to the final snare. Throw a tiny delay on one accent. Open the width slightly on the FX and then snap it back. These are small moves, but together they make the transition feel designed. And the low end? Keep it disciplined. This is non-negotiable. During the switch up, sub should be either very controlled or absent. The kick should own the transient moment. The bass return should be obvious. If the transition sounds huge but falls apart in mono, it's not a clean switch up. It's just a messy one. So keep checking your mono compatibility, and don't let the fill channel pile up low-mid garbage. Here's a really useful advanced move, compare two versions. Make one version that's tight and minimal. Short fill, minimal FX, bass muted for half a bar, then immediate return. Then make a second version that's more dramatic, with a longer break edit, reverse FX, a snare roll and a bass re-entry that changes rhythm. Often, the cleaner version wins, because control sounds more professional than excess. A few things to avoid. Don't make the fill too busy. If every drum hit is active, the switch up loses its punch. Don't let bass and kick overlap badly. Don't stretch FX into huge cinematic builds unless the track truly needs that scale. And don't ignore phrase awareness. Random fills feel random. A good switch up always feels like part of a bar structure. Now for a few pro touches, especially if you want darker, heavier energy. Try a darkness dip before the drop. Filter the bass or break down for a moment, like the track is sinking underwater, then bring it back in full bandwidth. That contrast is massive. You can also use a short sub drop at the return instead of a huge cinematic impact. A quick sine drop from operator with a short pitch envelope often hits harder than a giant boom. Drum bus is great here too, as long as you use it carefully. A little drive, subtle boom, and not too much crushing. You want aggression, not flattened transients. Another great trick is to make the fill darker than the drop. Filter it down, reduce the sub, keep it tense, then let the return open up and hit harder. That contrast makes the groove feel bigger when it comes back. You can also build tension with ghost notes. Quiet snare ghosts and tucked break slices are brilliant in jungle. They keep the momentum alive without overcrowding the bar. If you want an extra polished sound, try parallel processing. Duplicate the break or use an audio effect rack with a clean chain and a crushed chain. One can stay natural, the other can be more saturated, distorted, or downsampled. Blend them together. That gives you weight without losing clarity. Here's a great practice exercise. Take a 4-bar section. Bars 1 and 2 are your main groove. Bar 3 is tension. Bar 4 is your switch fill and return. Start with a solid breakbeat loop and bass pattern. Then reduce the bass density in bar 3. In bar 4, add a break fill, a reverse cymbal, and one short FX hit. Mute the sub for the last half beat before the downbeat. Then bring the full groove back in on the next phrase. Bounce it out and listen in mono. Then make two versions, one sparse and clean, one busier and more Apache style. Compare them. Ask yourself which one feels more controlled, which one lands harder, and which one keeps the groove moving best. To wrap this up, remember the real formula. A clean switch up in jungle and old school DNB is about contrast, timing, and control. Build a strong main groove first. Decide on one clear change. Keep the fill short and readable. Simplify the bass during the transition. Use subtle FX. Automate filters, volume, and space. And protect the low end at all costs. If the listener can instantly feel the groove mutate, but the momentum never drops, you've nailed it. That's the Apache Masterclass Switch Up Clean. Now go build one. Compare the minimal version against the darker version and let the groove tell you which one really hits.